actually now use the turrets at safe zones. And the next soldier we're going to be talking about is actually this brown guy. Essentially what they do is they sit at outposts and wait for any enemy to spawn. Say a werewolf spawns right in front of me. This guy and all the other brown guys will risk their life and run towards me as if they were outlaws and shoot the crap out of the enemy. So yes, in safe zones we now have our own personal outlaws along with 100 turret ammo. Anyways, back to the train. Now the debuffs that come with this train are not too bad, but they're to be expected. I mean, with all this metal, the train is extremely heavy, and that of course means that the train is going to use more fuel and accelerate a lot slower. As you can see, it is super slow to accelerate. I mean, just look at it. Now, the max speed is the same as any regular train, sitting at 65, but it accelerates very slow compared to, well, the default train. Other than that, you have access to overpowered weapons and a bulletproof train. I think it's actually worth it and probably the best train you could choose. Just make sure you fill up yourself with coal every single time. The next trains we have are the Gold Rush train and the Cattle Car. Sadly, the Gold Rush train has zero effects to it. I would not recommend buying this train. Other than that, there's the Cattle Car train, which actually does have functionality. I still think the Armor train is the best of all trains, but I'll still be showing you guys what the Cattle Car does, just so I can give you guys the gist of it so you can see whether you want to buy it or not. Now, I'm in the game and...